Father, it looks as though 150-odd people at least. Meeting hasn't quite started yet. Are you happy with the turnout?
I'm delighted with the turnout. There's still a few minutes left, and we're over 150, heading towards 200 now with regards people who have attended it. And it's the same every single county we go to. There is between 150 and 300 people who are attending these meetings. And the reason people are attending is because they're hungry for change. People are furious that the political establishment have become one voice, that there's no space for dissent anymore in this country, that political correctness is forcing silence, etc., and that opposition is being prevented. And all we're saying is we need a diversity of views. We need people to be able to stand up and be themselves and express themselves respectfully. And we need elected representatives in the Dáil who are willing to stand up for their views as well.
A large proportion of people at this meeting tonight are people that have come here with an interest in pro-life. You obviously parted ways with Sinn Féin as a result of your stance on the abortion issue. Do you find yourself almost having to tailor your message? Because tonight is going to be obviously very much a pro-life stance. Other meetings you'll go to be very much political and wanting to critique the government. Are you almost trying to square a circle here, be all things to all people?
Well, first of all, there is a hunger for a message for people who are of a pro-life view. You have to understand that 4 or 5 months ago, the majority of the politicians in this country said they were pro-life, and then all of a sudden, just a couple of weeks ago in the Dáil, the vast majority voted to bring about one of the most extreme abortion regimes in Europe. And I suppose people are sick of the politics of the finger in the air, where politicians are looking to see which way winds are blowing. People want to see politicians who actually stand for something, and that's not just on the life issue, but obviously on the economic justice issues as well. Just tonight I've heard that there's 61 people in the accident and emergency in Letterkenny General Hospital, and I understand that some people have had to go to other hospitals to get treatment. And yet we have a Minister for Health who doesn't want to talk about health whatsoever. There are 750,000 people waiting on a waiting list for the health service, 110,000 people on trolleys last year, 2,500 kids waiting over 1 year for their first meeting with a mental health clinician. And yet the Minister for Health is hiding on all of these issues. The anger that you see, yes, it's there for the issue of the right to life and that human right, but it's also there on the issues of housing, healthcare, education, and people being able to work and actually pay their way in this country.
And finally, in terms of political representation, in terms of the local elections coming up in May in particular, are you confident that you will have candidates running in Donegal? Are you confident that we will see someone running under your banner and potentially being elected to Donegal County Council?
I've no doubt at all that we will have candidates running in Donegal, such as the hunger to stay at the grassroots for change, such as the anger with the political establishment. The Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin and Labour are all basically coexisting on the same political space now. There is a need for another voice, and we will make sure that we have decent candidates who are willing to stand up for their values standing in the election in May.
And are you targeting any sitting members?
No, we're not going in with a view of targeting. We're going in with a view of providing representation, providing a voice for people who have no voice. You know, one of the major issues that people say to me at these meetings is they have no voice in Leinster House. They have no voice in the council anymore, that they are disenfranchised by the groupthink that's taking over this country. You know, and I've spoken to a couple of politicians from different parties, and they've said, you know, a couple of weeks ago they would be very, very nervous about getting involved in a party like mine at the moment. But now some of them have actually said they could see the day where people will get nervous not joining a party like mine.
Thanks so much indeed.
Good meal,
thank you.
Fair play.
Hey, we're fine with this.
No. Yeah, no. Yeah.